Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
People sometimes say it's something new that we're dealing with in 2020 and 2021 over the last 5 years. That is friendships, family members who experience same-sex attraction. How can we be better at having relationships, friendships, and familial friendships with those who experience same-sex attraction? Marriage and family therapist Michael Gasparra will join us just in a little bit to discuss things not to say and do, and things that can help to foster a solid relationship without necessarily condoning same-sex attraction, or should I say same-sex behavior, but loving the person and being in that friendship long-term. We're also going to talk about some exciting news on the pro-life front, along with one problem of what happens when we close our churches. But more importantly, I think sometimes when we close our heart to what our Lord has in store for us. Help me kick off this hour by praying for an end to abortion in the United States and for our needs to be met during our pledge drive. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. If you'd like to join the conversation today, the number is 1-888-914-9149. You can always head over to my Instagram page, ask a question. You can find me by heading over to relevantradio.com/trending to catch those Twitter and Instagram handles. Okay, so over the last week, I was visiting my sister who also just had a baby, and she brought up a story and she said, listen to this. A police chief in Texas had 19 girlfriends, 2 fiancés, and 2 wives. I chuckle, wow, that guy must be really happy. I mean, excuse me, he's got to have a lot of work cut out for him. I could not believe it when I heard this story. As it unfolded, sure enough, there was actually a Facebook page that started Jason Collier's Netflix series, because this is a major mama drama, to say the least. One woman, a girlfriend, or actually a fiance, ended up posting on Facebook a photo with her and the alleged man here. And it turned out that as time rolled out, just hand a good social media scandal and a couple of jealous girlfriends. Well, it wasn't just a couple of jealous girlfriends, it was a couple of jealous fiancés and a wife. It's a sad story, we could laugh at it, but it's real people involved in this entire situation. It's been confirmed that there were indeed at least 8 women in a relationship at once with Jason Collier. But here's what's interesting. So, I mean, it's sad because we know, again, 2 fiancés, 1 actual wife, a past wife. And I kept thinking about this in terms of when I talk with especially young people about chastity, about the risk of pregnancy, sexually transmitted diseases, the heartbreak that comes when you engage in sex outside of marriage, and how it's almost as if you're always waiting for something to go wrong, whether for your heart to be broken because you've given too much of yourself too soon, whether you're afraid someone is going to find out about certain things you're engaging in that you know doesn't jive well with your own perhaps conscience, but also just the rules and kind of sense of self that you were guided toward growing up or have in store that you want to have planned out for your life moving forward. And so I was really thinking about this, and there was always a proverb that stood out to me. Proverb 10:9 says, "The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out." Well, there's truly a finding out here that happened. In fact, there was a line from one article that I read, and it said, "And because no one can sniff out a rat faster than women working together en masse, many more components to the Jason Collier cannot keep it in his pants drama surfaced." Ooh, this just continues to go on, the saga. There are close to 1 million people, I believe, on the Facebook page. It's unfolding rapidly. He's been taken into custody, I believe, because he falsified some documents trying to tell one woman that he was actually divorced. His marriage was annulled. Very interesting. But here's the takeaway I have. First of all, if you are single, this is a moment where you really need to have the define the relationship conversation, because what if a bunch of these women were just going on dates with him, but they all actually thought that they were in a relationship with him? Now, I'm not justifying anything that he did, but I find it very often in the current serial dating culture that many women will actually think they're in a relationship when really the guy was just kind of getting to know you, hadn't made a commitment yet, and yet you had already decided this was the person you're going to marry. So it's a reminder, have that conversation. Now, you also want to make sure you have the conversation, apparently, of are you married and are you engaged to two other women? I guess that's what we have to do in 2021. But another takeaway on this is that when we don't have monogamy, there's always a sense of fear, loneliness, isolation, and hurt that occurs. The same could be said when we leave the doors open to divorce, because essentially, when we leave ourselves in a divorce culture, it takes us away from monogamy as well. There are so many stories we hear. For example, Layla Miller, she's the author of Impossible Marriages, so-called Impossible Marriages Redeemed. She also has authored books having to do with the long-term impact of divorce. And she's spoken often about how when we live in a divorce culture, when that's a norm, that even within a good marriage, there's always a sense of isolation or fear that there will be a separation that will occur. The same thing happens when we engage in sex outside of marriage, or when we leave ourselves susceptible to unplanned pregnancies outside of marriage, being abandoned. So monogamy is something that we've kind of learned to be taught, though, as a civilization. If you look at ancient Israel, I know many of you know I'm doing the 30-day Bible shred right now, and I'm being re-reminded by listening in 30 days to the Bible and just this crash course into the Old Testament yet again, how unfaithful people were to the marriage vow. How they didn't even take it seriously. They had multiple wives, multiple concubines. There was rape, there was incest, and that was all a normal part of the culture. Yet God slowly reached down and accommodated and worked with a civilization to help them understand monogamy, leading all the way into Christianity. Jesus talks about the hardness of the people's hearts and why God at times kind of just allowed for a sense of marriage that wasn't the norm. It wasn't the ideal that was given at the beginning of Genesis. Be fruitful and multiply. One man, one woman marriage. And it reminds me of the conversion that everyone goes through, whether you are a cradle Catholic or someone who's converted to Christianity, that there's a sense of discipline that we all receive. We learn what it means to be virtuous. We learn how to follow the way of God, to learn about sexual morality and immorality, and to begin to conform our lives to the life of Christ, what it means to be Christian, to live the cross, life-giving, self-giving love. You see, every time we sign ourselves with the cross, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, not only are we saying the names of the three persons of the Holy Trinity, not only are we being reminded of our baptism, but we're literally marking the cross across our body, remembering that we are made for life-giving, self-giving love, just like Christ, who was bloody, bruised, and beaten. As you may remember, yesterday, Father Tim Grumbach joined me on the show. You can catch the podcast online. And we were talking about how so often we think about looking up at the cross, rather than what we should be doing more often is looking out from the cross where Christ has called us to be with him. And so remember, monogamy protects the persons involved in the marriage. This is why the church upholds those four dimensions of marriage, and we see this in the marital vow, that marriage is meant to be free, total, faithful, and fruitfully entered into on both parts of the spouses, male and female. When that doesn't happen, these are the messes we see, such as the Jason Collier Netflix series, and maybe we'll see it one day, but the reality is it hurts real men and women. Yet I see a whole generation of people who are hungry for more than this infidelity in the culture with regard to what it means to be loved and to love. And so if we compose this, that we all want to be faithful to someone, we want someone to be faithful to us, to totally give themselves, to be free in that decision, and for that love to bear fruit, these are things that the culture is hungry for, and there's a talking point that can actually really resonate with many people, whether they're of any religious stance or not. I'll be right back here on Trending with Tim Ray. Associate Marriage and Family Therapist Michael Gasparo will be joining me to discuss how we can be better at being in friendships and family relationships with those who experience same-sex attraction.
Hi, Father Rocky here, and thank you for joining us for our Winter Pledge Party here at Relevant Radio. Have you heard about the two special gifts we have for you today only? For a dollar a day donation, just $30.42 a month for a year, our first gift is a very special Sacred Heart Wall Crucifix. This beautifully detailed Sacred Heart Wall Crucifix will make a great addition to any home, and it's a reminder that Christ suffered and died for our salvation. Our second gift is an Our Lady of Lourdes Third Class Relic Medal, and the medal has been touched to the Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. It was crafted in Italy with an image of Saint Bernadette praying to Our Lady of Lourdes. The Our Lady of Lourdes Relic Medal and the Sacred Heart Crucifix are both yours for your donation of a dollar a day, but these are limited in supply, so don't wait. Call now or give online right away before they're gone. Give using the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
More of Trending with Timmery coming up in just a moment. I'm Josh Raymond along with Timmery, and we're just taking a short little pause in the program, asking you to make that pledge, just like Father Rocky was talking about. And that dollar a day level is a great level to come in at today, especially because we do have that very special Our Lady of Lourdes medal that we're offering to anybody who makes that $365 pledge. If you want to split it up over monthly payments, it breaks out to about $30.42 a month. And on one side of this medal, there's an image of Our Lady as she appears before a kneeling and praying Saint Bernadette. On the reverse side, there's that third class relic that has been touched to the site there, the shrine where Our Lady appeared. And Timmery, these medals, I was talking with Rose, who ends up coordinating all of our thank you gifts. And she had said, yeah, the factory where these medals are typically made, it's been shut down for many months due to COVID, but they agreed to just open up and say, no, we'll make a special production run just for Relevant Radio, and then they're going to close back down again. So this is something that's very special for Relevant Radio listeners only, and it's only available today. In fact, the next 44 minutes that we have here of Trending, this is the last time that you'll hear us talk about it all week. So make that pledge of a dollar a day. Let us send you that as our thank you gift. RelevantRadio.com. Make your pledge through the Relevant Radio app or by calling us at 877-291-0123. And Timmery, have you ever had a chance to be out to Lourdes?
Oh, no. I've never been to Lourdes. I've had things brought back for me. I actually have a cloth that was brought back to me from Lourdes, and I'm hoping one of these days. I had a friend who was getting ready to go to bring back some holy water, but trips are being canceled, so this is a unique opportunity to have that exposure to some of these holy places at this time, and this is actually a relic as well.
That's right, yeah. So, you know, each one of these medals has that third-class relic that's there from Lourdes, and it is a really special, beautiful place. You know, I had a chance to go there for the 150th Jubilee anniversary years ago.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's one of those pilgrimage sites. It's supposed to be the most popular pilgrimage site in the entire world. So I'm sure there's many listeners right now who have been there. But if you haven't been there, or you're just wishing you could go back and you can't because of COVID, this is a wonderful way for us to be able to kind of bring Lourdes to you. So again, if you can make that pledge, relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app, or you can pledge at 877-291-0123. And Timmery, this hour is going to go by so fast.
Oh, the time is going by quickly. We need at least 50 people to step up this hour. If you can step up, support us. Again, you can donate online. There are three gifts you'll receive: an audio getting you ready for Lent, and so much more, including the medal and a crucifix. So donate online, relevantradio.com or the app.
We're talking about what you're thinking about. You're listening to Trending with Timmery on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, have a question during the show, the number is 1-888-914-9149. And today's guest is someone you might want to talk to. It's Associate Marriage and Family Therapist Michael Gasparo. He works in particular with people who are struggling with same-sex attraction. In fact, it's part of his own story. He's chosen to live in fidelity to the church and to practice chastity. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But if you have a question, you can give us a call again. You've got the number, 1-888-914-9149. I've also posted on my Instagram story a text box where you can ask your question directly there now. You can follow me on Instagram by heading over to relevantradio.com/trending. You can find me at Tim Ray. Michael Gasparo, welcome back to Trending. It's been a little while.
Yeah, nice to talk with you too. And congratulations on everything you've had going on at home.
Thank you. I know we've had a lot happening. New babies here. I almost said baby on the way. I forgot she was here. Not as much weight being carried around now. But I want to talk, especially both from your own personal experience, and we've shared that here on Trending before, of experiencing same-sex attraction, and the kind of the exposure to pornography, and that you've wanted to live in conformity with your faith and live chastely. But along the way, you have friends and family members who haven't always said quite the right things when they know that that's been part of your journey. And so I'd like to discuss now what not to say to someone who's experienced same-sex attraction, and then later we'll discuss what to say.
Yeah, and I want to give credit where credit is due too, Timory, because a lot of times family and friends have said really helpful things. And so it's not that it's been all bad or all good. It's that there's often, like many things in life, in the middle somewhere. And I'm going to speak on behalf of some of my personal experience, but also the experience of friends of mine and many of my clients. So the first thing I would say is we have a little bit of a temptation when we have the truth to wield it like a weapon. And that's not always in love. It's not always done in the most loving way. And I don't mean in a nice way, because nice isn't exactly loving either. So I'm just talking about being kind, being patient. Think of the descriptions of love in the Bible, willing the good of the other, as we often say in Catholic theology. So one example, for instance, might be when you overemphasize that you accept the person because they're in conformity with the church's teachings on this. And it's, of course, I advocate to be in conformity with the church's teachings on sexuality,
but no one is perfect, right?
So you have to also show people unconditional love.
Yeah,
that, like,
so
I'll still love
like,
you.
Yeah. It's like saying, like, hey, I know you have this problem, but only if you live this way will I accept you. So it's important to not phrase things in a way where it says, where it shuts the door. If someone's trying their best, but they're falling, it's going to make that person feel rejected.
Yeah, well, and think about how we deal with it. Like somebody's dealing with alcoholism. They know it's wrong. They know they're struggling and they're trying to live in conformity with the church's teachings on addiction, but they slip. They, like, say they relapse. Would you then just beat them over the head with the truth of the matter in that moment? That's where prudence and judgment and the Holy Spirit and wisdom comes into place to show patience and love and kindness. So the other thing is with young people, I'd say, especially when you're young, emphasize hope. And emphasize talking with people with encouragement and hope for the future. And the idea that you want to help them not let any of their wounds or their struggles keep them from living their fullest, most joyful vocation, as opposed to just telling them, don't do this, don't do that. And this is where the conversation can be framed in a way that celebrates the joy of the gospel instead of just a set of rules, which, of course, the rules matter, right? We don't want to, Jesus did not abolish a letter of the law, but he emphasized love and the spirit of the law as a way of attracting people towards his truth, which sets you free. So I hope that's not too vague, but that's something to keep in mind.
No, and I think this is important. And if you're just joining us, that's Associate Marriage and Family Therapist Michael Gasparo. You can find him at the Breakthrough Clinic, and we'll post links to where you can find him as well, CatholicTherapist.com. If you head over to relevantradio.com/trending, we have all the resources for the podcast at the end of the day. But Michael, I think often when we know someone who experiences same-sex attraction or maybe has any sort of wound or struggle, sometimes we just want to jump on that struggle and that be the only thing that we talk to them about, or maybe the only thing we think about in relation to them. And there's a real problem, I think, when we reduce the person to that attraction. I mean, this is what mainstream media is doing on a daily basis. Yep. They are making quotas for how many LGBTQ people have to be in movies. And then, unfortunately, when they actually end up in the movie or the TV show, these are the only things that we see about the character, their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their sexual exploits, rather than them letting them be a character, a person living a normal life like most of us who eat, drink, breathe, sleep, enjoying those parts of their journey.
Yeah, and I think it's really good too for your audience to remember that we have good news, glad tidings, not bad news, sour tidings. So when you think of it that way, it's yes, you were having a culture war of sorts, but we also have good news to share. And young people, especially high schoolers, and this is something I notice a lot with parents of students or young people who deal with this issue with same-sex attraction, when their child is even trying to live according to the church, they almost feel like that's the end-all be-all of their journey even as a Christian. Well, what about how they deal with relationship to money? How about how they deal with treating the poor person they see on the street? So if we overemphasize just sexuality with a person struggling with sexuality, we can almost make them obsessed with this as opposed to seeing it as a part of the context of God's work in their life. But to the opposite point, just like you said, Timory, if you tell them that that's a celebrated aspect of their core identity, you deny them the chance to look at that in a way that's healing and hopeful either. So we want to stick to the truth, but do it in the context of the wholeness of their person.
When you would have, say, friends or family, maybe even people who might even say to you, you know, it doesn't matter, just do what you want. Because I know people who say, you know, I'm not a fan of, you know, gay marriage and so forth, but, you know, love is love. And if someone's experiencing same-sex attraction, you do you. So in the face of that, as a young person in the current culture, how have you in the past and even today advocated for therapy that integrates your faith rather than just going with a you do you motto that people have caved into?
First of all, I would say it's trying to acknowledge things as they are, not as I wish them to be first, and then reflecting within the context of my values how I want to proceed with my actions. So that means noticing my feelings or attractions. Oh, I'm noticing I have this attraction or this feeling that's disordered or not in line with the church teachings. I wonder what that's about. And being curious and reflective and bringing it to God and to family and friends. And then choosing our action. So the core of what I'm saying is there's a difference between our desires and our feelings and our behavior. And that's true for almost every area of life. What we feel and then how we choose to act is how we separate the process of exploring living a virtuous moral life. So this area shouldn't be any different than the others. We reflect on the emotions as they are, pay attention to them, bring them to God, and then try to make a good decision with God's grace. That is not easy always, but it's worth trying.
You know, Michael, isn't this a battle for every single one of us to conform what we do with who we actually are? Because we have this understanding often of who we want to be, what we're created to be. You know, we have these guidelines in our faith, but we have a hard time with what we do to make that match up.
Yeah, and I think one thing that comes up a lot for young people is, well, I want to be happy. And let's affirm that. Yes, it's good. God made you to want to be happy. But don't forget Jesus. It is He who you seek when you seek happiness. And so that should guide the way we go forward.
That's Associate Marriage and Family Therapist Michael Gaspar. You can find him at thebreakthroughclinic.com. We'll post links on social media. We'll be right back together to discuss how to actually be in relationship with friends and family members who experience same-sex attraction and what to actually do. So getting past what are the big no-nos that we just mentioned.
All right, almost halfway through this hour of trending. I'm Josh Raymond along with Timory. Timory, as I was listening to you and Michael's talking about being happy, for some reason it just brought to my mind, there's this old song and it says, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, have you ever heard this? My wife is the one who, she'll pull it up and play. I've never played this song once in my life because it sounds awful coming from a man. It says, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. And my wife will pull it up and she'll play it. And one of my daughters just hates the song. She just absolutely abhors the song. But my wife still plays it. So, yeah, I don't know why that popped into my head. But we are here asking for you to support Relevant Radio. And one of the things that you'll hear Timmery talk about quite often is, of course, we want to be happy, but how do you experience true joy? How do you have that lasting joy? And that's why we want your help to continue what we talk about here on Relevant Radio. And one great way that you can make a pledge and help support Relevant Radio is coming in at that dollar a day level, $365 for the year. And we'd love to send you this Our Lady of Lourdes medal that has actually been out to the Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes. It has a third-class relic on it. It's a wonderful way for us to be able to bring Lourdes back home since we aren't able to travel and make those mm-hmm. pilgrimage during this time of the pandemic. And so that's a wonderful way you can support Relevant Radio. And that $365 donation goes so far in helping to support what you hear day in and day out on programs just like Trending here with Timmery. Again, make that donation at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app or call 877-291-0123.
And Josh, we have the opportunity for three gifts today at that $365 level for this year. You have the Sacred Heart Crucifix. If you donate online, only online, you have the opportunity for Father Rocky's talk to kickstart your Lent. And then we have these medals from Lourdes. So three gifts for donating to us. Wow, since when do you get to donate and receive so much in return, especially a relic? This is an incredible opportunity, and it's only available today. So please call now. It's the end of the day. We only have 30 minutes left in the hour. We're looking for at least 50 people to step up. So if you can donate and support Relevant Radio, all of the shows and programs we have here, we talk about joy, true joy in your life, as Josh mentioned. We talk about these challenging issues that can confuse us, but in reality, if we have the right approach, if we understand why we are called to live in conformity with Christ, we can then walk that journey together, and that's what you hear on Relevant Radio. Give us a call, 1-877-291-0123, or on the app.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
I'm back with Associate Marriage and Family Therapist Michael Gasparo, and we're talking about what not to do when you have a family member or friend who experiences same-sex attraction, maybe a coworker. But now I want to discuss what we should say and do. Associate Marriage and Family Therapist Michael Gasparo is with us. Michael, how do we show that unconditional love, that friendship, that relationship as a parent, maybe a sibling, when there's discomfort or disagreement on the issue of same-sex attraction and a same-sex attraction lifestyle?
You first, Timmery. No, I'm just kidding. It's a tough question, right? So I think one thing that came to my mind as you're phrasing the question that way is that if they do agree with us, even then, sometimes it's helpful to voice to people, especially if there's someone you're close with, like your son or daughter, that you love them no matter what. And some of the people I work with, my clients, who are very devout, okay, so they're very devout to their Catholic faith, they're not abandoning it, but they'd like to know that their parents would love them even if they did. Now, why is this important? Because this is what we call love without condition, right? It's mm-hmm. loving a child no matter what. And that actually can give them courage to stay the course, knowing that they're loved like the prodigal son is loved by his father, even if he leaves mm-hmm. and comes back. Knowing that can actually give them the grace and the strength to stay what is a very countercultural path.
I think that this is important, and I've heard it put in another way, is disinterested love, where you're not putting yourself as the main party of interest in certain circumstances. So you love people even if they're doing things that disinterest you or upset you or even perhaps hurt you, especially in a familial relationship such as that. Yeah. Your kid has same-sex attraction. You know, how do you navigate that? Well, they need to know that that door is open while still standing maybe a firm stance that maybe you can't live in my house while living in this type of relationship, but we can still be in relationship.
Sure. And
I think we just lost Michael there. But we had a question come in. Michael will be back in just a moment with us. We had a call come in from Mike in Boston. And the question is, how could you find happiness when the desire of attraction is natural? That's a good question. So how can we be happy when we don't have same-sex attraction? Maybe we're struggling in relationships and we're trying to find the balance of what a relationship looks like. And I think this is an important question because sometimes we overemphasize, say, relationships that are outside of the norm or the ideal. But what about when you're in a relationship that is the ideal, but you're not quite comfortable, you're not happy? Well, one, the question is, if you're dating, perhaps it's not the right relationship for you. If you're married, that's where it's time to call upon other resources. To call upon resources such as great programs that we have within the church, Catholic therapists. I know that we're seeing an increase in programs such as, I think it's Retrovi in the Catholic Church for married couples to support and really bolster up those marriages. But CatholicTherapist.com, Michael Gasparo is a Catholic therapist and many others. They won't give you forms of psychology that are disheartening and concerning. You won't get the, hey, just divorce your spouse approach, but truly mm-hmm. faith-filled approach to handling the most difficult situations. And Michael, I think I hear you back with us.
Mm-hmm.
So just maybe a comment, if you want to respond. We had a Mike from Boston. He was asking, how could you find happiness when that desire of attraction is natural? So you're not necessarily dealing with a same-sex attraction.
I would argue that the first thing to do is acknowledge the desire and allow it to be as a good thing in your mind. The desire is healthy. Desire towards a sense good, as Thomas Aquinas might call it, like sexuality, is neither good nor evil morally. It's our actions, what we do in response to that desire. So starting off by simply acknowledging, oh, I feel this desire, is a normal and healthy process. However, when we direct our desire with reason, with our intellect, towards an outcome that is just, such as if you want to stay celibate to honor God's call for our sexuality when we're unmarried, let's say, directing that desire with reason and intellect and God's grace will mature your emotions and transform them towards something greater, towards a higher good, as opposed to being afraid of them, which can actually lead towards more dysfunction in the long term.
And I keep thinking, I want to come back now as well to the topic of, you know, what about when we have friends, family members who experience same-sex attraction? There was a guest, and I'm forgetting the name of her book right now. I know Karen's going to remind me. I think it's Restless Heart. She'll type it in here and remind me in a moment. But she shares her story of having experienced same-sex attraction. And one of the things that stood out to me, Kim Zembar is her name. One of the things that stood out to me is that she discussed how some people in her life who she knew disagreed with her lifestyle that she was living. She was dating multiple women, living with them. And the issue was, she said, was that family members that disagreed never actually said something. And it wasn't until at a certain point, a couple of her brothers within a short time span actually ended up saying something. It had a huge impact on her. And so I bring this up, Michael, because it's easy to say, you know, just live your life and your actions will show them the example you want. But I think it is important, based on the type of relationship, that there is something that's said.
And I think if she had not been in close, loving relationship with her brothers, she probably would not have received that message very well. So they had created fertile soil, planted a seed, and then watered it. So this is why it is both possible to remain in loving relationship and speak with concern and care for people when you see that their actions or their behavior are harmful or not healthy or not good for them. So surely I agree that there is a time and a place, and this is where the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and prudential judgment come into play. Amen. When is the right time?
Mm-hmm. Amen. It is so true. In that book, Kim Zembar, her book's called Restless Heart, My Struggle with a Life and Sexuality. It's a difficult read. It really is. But if you have really struggled with sex attraction, it's a journey. It's a healing journey that you hear and a lot of bumps along the way. But that is the challenge. When do we speak up? And ultimately, you just hit the nail on the head, Michael. It reminds me of standing in front of that abortion clinic. And I started sidewalk counseling when I was 13 years old, and I didn't know what the heck to say. You know, you can know about the abortion procedures. You can know about some of the needs. But when you face that woman who's about to walk into the abortion clinic, what do you say? What will convince her? What will help her? Or even plant a seed so that next time this doesn't happen again? That is only done by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit helping to guide those conversations. So yes, we have to be equipped and prepare and love the person, but invite our Lord into the space and into the conversation and ask the guardian angel, both yours and of that other person, to help create the space for that conversation to occur.
Yeah, and I'll do a litmus test. You know, I feel a little of this surge of passion when I talk about this, because it's easy to write people off quickly when they struggle with something that makes us uncomfortable. So ask yourself, would I get dinner or a meal or coffee or hug this person, show them kindness? If I'm not ready to do those things, I'm probably not ready to have a conversation with them about their lifestyle choices. So, and that's not a black and white litmus test, but something to reflect on. You know, Jesus shared a meal with people. So are you willing and ready to do that? Or you just want to tell them why they're wrong? Because these are real people with wounds. And let's not forget, men and women, if I'm a man and I don't struggle with same-sex attraction and I know a guy who does, how can I show him he's part of the brotherhood of men? That's one good do. How can I really go out of my way to emphasize inclusion? Similarly with women. If you know a female in your church group that struggles with this, she might feel really insecure, for instance, at the women's Bible study. How can I, you know, make sure she feels invited and welcome, sit next to her, or, you know, shake her hand as we're leaving? So those are some do's I would emphasize if you're reflecting on how and when to talk to somebody about your concerns about their lifestyle.
And especially men who struggle, and boys who struggle with same-sex attraction, what they're hungry for, something that has been missing, has been good male friendships. And so you can't be afraid. You know, I'm calling on men here to step up and not be afraid to engage in those relationships, because sometimes, you know, I think of Walt Heyer, I think of Joseph Schiambra, and so many others who said a lot of it had to do with this lack of good male mentorship and male friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. And in the context of people who have boundaries, because boundaries around sexuality provide guidance and structure and healthy living. So instead of the culture's message, which is you do you, I don't care, as a loving Christian man, you can both show connection and that healthy male relationship and someone that honors and respects boundaries in life that lead towards better outcomes for our emotional and psychological and spiritual well-being.
And just a final thought here, especially with regard to family members and friends as well, but family members, you know, loving our family members, it's important that we're not trying to control them. And we have to let go of what we want for them, what our goals are, and allow for that love to be present, that honesty to be present. But we're going to drive ourselves crazy if we try to be in the driver's seat for them.
Yeah, and Father Benedict Groeschel, who's kind of well-known in this sphere, has a lot of really good words of wisdom. And one thing he says is just to have patience with people. They might not be ready to hear you today, but they might remember what you said 5 years from now when they're tired of the empty promises that the world has offered them.
Amen. And it doesn't have to be same-sex attraction. It could be someone who's living with their boyfriend. It could be someone who's divorced and remarried. It could be someone who's struggling with a particular really bad habit. I mean, this applies universally to others and even to ourselves in many ways, in those areas where we need to be more patient with the struggle that we are experiencing. Michael, where can people find you if they want to get in touch?
For people who want to address some of these issues like same-sex attraction and therapy, they can reach out to us at The Breakthrough Clinic or reintegrativetherapy.com.
That's at The Breakthrough Clinic or reintegrativetherapy.com. We'll be sure to post those on the podcast notes. You can subscribe to the podcast at relevantradio.com/trending. Michael Gasparo will be back with us another time soon here on Trending.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Vicki in Chandler, Arizona. Good morning, Vicki. Welcome.
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I want to thank you, first of all, for you and Relevant Radio for the life-changing blessing you have been in my life. I'm a convert, and when I converted, I really didn't know anything, didn't understand anything, and it never sunk in. I kind of fell away again, but then I stumbled upon Relevant Radio 2 years ago, and it has been such a blessing, and I can't even begin to tell you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener-supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
We're down to about 14 minutes left here in this hour of Trending with Timmery. I'm Josh Raymond along with Timmery here. And we're asking you to consider making that pledge right now. And a great level to come in at is that dollar a day level. And for that dollar a day level, well, we'll send you, you could make that pledge anytime this week, and we'd send you this beautiful Sacred Heart crucifix, and that by itself is just a wonderful thank you gift. But today and today only, and only for the next 14 minutes here in Trending, we're offering this Our Lady of Lourdes medal, and it's got on one side the image of Our Lady appearing there before Saint Bernadette as she's kneeling and praying, and on the reverse side of that medal, it actually has a third-class relic that's been touched to the shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes near that site where Our Lady appeared to Saint Bernadette. And in fact, these medals, they actually they've been produced in a factory that was shut down for months and months due to COVID. And that factory said, oh, Relevant Radio, they want some for their listeners. Sure, we'll open back up. We'll make a special production run. And then they're going to close the doors again. And so this is really the only way you're going to be able to get these medals right now. And we're not going to be talking about it tomorrow or the next day. This is it. And so if you would like to have one of these as our way of saying thank you for coming in and making that pledge of a dollar a day, please make that pledge right now. Make that gift at relevantradio.com through the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And Timmery, in these pledge drives, especially when we have something that we offer as a thank you gift that's associated with our Blessed Mother, I'm always astounded at how much love our listeners have for Our Lady. You know, we've had, I think it's somewhere around 1,200 people already who have said, oh, I really would love to have this as a reminder of Our Lady's apparition there at Lourdes.
Wow. And I think about, you know, Saint Bernadette, she, on the promptings of Our Lady, just started digging. You know, this young girl, she probably looked crazy digging and digging, yet she believed, she had faith, she was faithful, and she found those holy waters at Lourdes. And that's what we are called to in our fidelity, whether it's a particular habit we're struggling with, whether it's making time to go to Mass, whether it's, you know, struggling to remain faithful in our prayer, to understand what the church is teaching. We are called to dig the way Saint Bernadette did, and ultimately, she found those healing waters, the healing balm, and we too will find that in this medal, which you can only receive today, last hour of the day here coming up. Give us a call at 1-877-291-0123. Head to the Relevant Radio app or donate at relevantradio.com.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timmery on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
There's a question that we continue to hear. With the change in the Supreme Court, with the direction possible that we have enough judges now to overturn Roe versus Wade, if the appropriate case makes its way to the Supreme Court, what will happen if Roe v. Wade is overturned? What will happen in the individual states? Well, it'll go back to what is the law of the land in that individual state, especially the state constitution. Now, you may not know this, but prior to Roe versus Wade, many states in the United States had actually already passed very pro-life laws protecting mothers and their babies from the impact of abortion and from having them. because most people were pro-life. Roe v. Wade was not voted upon by the people back in the 1970s. It was a decision made from the bench in the courts. Now, back in 2019, you may recall in April, there was an amendment that went to the Kansas Supreme Court, where the Kansas Supreme Court blocked what would have been a ban for a dilation and evacuation abortion, one of the most common abortion procedures. But what they found was that the state constitution actually protected a woman's right to have an abortion. And so what they're working on in Kansas, and they've actually been able to have this pass in the House, is that they are trying to change the constitution there at their state so that there's no right to abortion that's excluded from their state constitution. Why is this important? Well, if Roe v. Wade's overturned and there's no right to abortion in their constitution, well, that will protect human life in that state of Kansas. So this is a really good example of what we need to start doing in individual states to uphold life, to change the makeup of the state, and to put further restrictions on abortion to help women have those resources that they need. Because so often, because of permissive abortion laws, those pro-life resource centers, those pro-life health clinics that can help women, both in terms of their health care and in terms of those financial and personal needs that they have, those resources are really kind of quieted down. They're not given as readily, or they're more difficult to find because abortion is so in your face and advertised. And so this is a great example in Kansas. It's something we need to do in more states. I'd love to see it happen in my state of California, you know, more people stepping up. But what can we do to make this happen, to help make those resources available and decrease access to abortion, whether or not Roe versus Wade is overturned in our lifetime? So stay tuned. August 2022 will be when that will be voted on there in Kansas after it was passed in the state legislature to exclude a right to abortion. Something I want to talk about as we kind of wrap up here is this problem that we continue to have of churches being closed in the United States, abroad. And I was reading a story about how even in instances where a state or various regions say, okay, you can have access to having church inside or outside, you can continue to practice your religious services, that unfortunately, many churches are actually choosing to remain closed. And it's been disheartening for many people where they say, well, the government's allowed us to open up when they've not necessarily allowed businesses and various restaurants to function as they ought to be. And so, as I'm thinking about this, one of the challenges I think that's happening is that it's not just that our churches in some areas have been closed, but there's been this hardening of our hearts where we've been enslaved to functioning according to whatever is permissive by the culture, by the government. And this is a challenge that you and I have to continue to choose on our own to practice our faith, to go outside of the box to make it so that we can attend a church. I know people who have traveled to attend church over state lines because that's the only way they can receive the Eucharist. I know people who are crossing county lines, who are driving across the county. They are doing what they can to receive the sacraments. And I know that's hard when some people are choosing to keep the doors shut. But it's a challenge each and every single one of us have. And there's an important distinction that's been made by Gavin Ashenden. He was a former chaplain to the Queen of England. And he talked about how, quote, civil liberties require us to make a distinction between those who want to withdraw from public life in order to protect themselves in a particular situation, and I'm paraphrasing though here now, and those who choose to take certain risks because of their own personal values. So some people are choosing to protect themselves in certain situations, that's fine, but also we have to respect personal value systems that people have that place their faith first. And so this is where we call upon the churches to open up their doors, to give the people access so that they can choose for themselves if they would be able to attend church in person. I'll be back with you tomorrow for our Marriage Hour with the matchmaker, celebrity matchmaker, Christina Pineda.
All right, we're into the last 5 minutes here of Trending, and I'm Josh Raymond along with Timmery, and we have seen a lot of people step forward and say, yes, I would love to have one of those Our Lady of Lourdes medals. If you just joined us, if you just tuned in, or maybe you just turned on to see, I know the Family Rosary Across America is coming up. Well, if you haven't heard about this yet, here's what's going on. Anybody who donates today at the dollar a day level, $365, we're going to send you a couple of things. First of all week long, we're offering this beautiful Sacred Heart wall crucifix. And you can see an image of that at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. That's all week long. Today and today only. This is the last 4.5 minutes of Trending that it'll be offered all week long. And it's this Our Lady of Lourdes medal. And it's been over two Lourdes at the shrine. On one side of the medal, it has an image of Our Lady appearing before St. Bernadette as St. Bernadette's kneeling and praying. And then on the reverse side, it has a third-class relic, and that's been touched there to the site where Our Lady has appeared. And these medals are being specially made for Relevant Radio. The factory where these medals are normally made, it's been shut down for months and months because of the COVID pandemic. And they opened up, said, okay, Relevant Radio, sure, we'll make a very special production run. And then they're going to close their doors again. And so this is our way of being able to, since none of us can go on pilgrimage anywhere with, you know, the pandemic around us, it's a way for us to say, let us bring Lourdes to you, especially with the anniversary of the apparition coming up next Thursday. It's a wonderful way. And again, if you make that dollar a day level, that pledge, we're going to send it as our thank you gift. RelevantRadio.com on the Relevant Radio app, or you can pledge at 877-291-0123. And you know, Timmery, with the Family Rosary coming up, with Mass during the day, you were talking about so many parishes being closed. Relevant Radio has really been a lifeline for so many people. They've contacted us and said, thank you, thank you, thank you for having ways that I can still be able to participate, even if it's virtually, with some of these opportunities for Mass and for prayer.
Oh, isn't that true? I mean, this is why people are stepping up. This is why they're saying, I'm going to give everything I can, because my connection to my faith has at times only been remote because of what we're facing. And so Relevant Radio, both before the pandemic, during and after, will continue to bring that faith-filled content that you're hungry for. But Josh, I'm looking at it. It's Wednesday evening. We are not even 50% of the way there in terms of funding, but this is exciting. We're 46% of the way there. Maybe we can hit 50% tonight. We have a need of 2.7 million. We're just a little over 1.2 million. Maybe you can make a very large donation today. Maybe you have the ability to give in a way that others don't. And so we're asking you to donate, whether it's $365 for the year, $1 a day. Hey, it's not even a coffee. I mean, that's easy. And we can choose something, a snack at the grocery store that we eat a little less of in order to come up with that money if maybe you're struggling financially. Or maybe you have more that you can give. You have a tax refund coming or that you've just received. Or maybe you received that stimulus check and you don't really need it. Relevant Radio can do so much if you donate and support us now to disperse Christ through the media, to really impact this culture for Christ today.
You know, and you talk about Relevant Radio can do so much with that donation. And we really do try and be good stewards of what you give to Relevant Radio. We really go out of our way and try and make sure that while we're using, you know, industry standard equipment and, you know, things are done with a certain quality, a level of quality here. At the same time, we try and make sure that, you know, we go as far as we can with the dollars that you entrust to us. In fact, you know, Timmery, coming up this weekend, we've got the Super Bowl, and it's going to cost $5.6 million for a 30-second spot, a 30-second advertisement during the Super Bowl. Now, Relevant Radio has a need of $2.7 million to operate
half
for 3 months. Yeah, less than half of that. And we're going to be able to operate almost 200 radio stations for 3 months. Such a difference in the way that money is applied there. Again, you can make your pledge right now, and especially if you come in at that dollar a day level, we'll send you that wonderful Our Lady of Lourdes metal. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or 877-291-0123. Please pledge right now and give from the heart.